Greetings. This is Richard Solon.
And I'm Kendall Solon.
And this is Solon and Solon, Letters to the Inquiring Mind on Theology and Scripture. This is Richard Solon. The meditation that follows was offered on a communion Sunday, and it's entitled simply, Personal Holiness.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and when they revile you, and when they defame you on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what they did. That is what your ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did of the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend. And expect nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Today is All Saints' Day. Barry has provided us with a good little historical sketch. Take it home with you if you haven't read it. And you'll put Halloween and this day into historical perspective. What is a saint? I'm sure that each of us has our own definition of what a saint is. I'm not going to take the time that I had intended to take this morning. But I want to say a few things about that. The saint is one who sees something, sees with the mind's eye, or hears something, or longs for something which could be called holy, or perfect, or eternal. And then, seeing or hearing or desiring it, starts out on a journey of the Spirit, to find it. I'm sure I've used the illustration before, but I can't think of journeys without thinking of childhood. Times during the war when gasoline was rationed, when you could only buy gasoline if you had a coupon that enabled you to buy the gasoline. My father would save up his coupons so that in summertime we could drive out to Colorado. And experiences from those trips and trips right after the war were the same, for I was a child at the time, of crossing the plains, which are beautiful but flat, trying to see who would be the first one to see the mountains on the horizon. And I can see the three of us, siblings, with our heads peeping between our parents sitting in the front seat, trying to look at the horizon and determine whether what we saw were shadows of clouds, were shadows or clouds, dark clouds in the distance, or indeed the beginning forms of those mountains which would rise higher and higher. There was a great longing to get to those mountains, not only to get out of the heat, but to gain the vista, to smell the incomparable clean air, full of the aroma of the pines, and to have the joy as a young family of just relaxing with one another, playing and hiking. The saint is one who sees something in the horizon. He sees it in his mind's eye, or she hears it in her ear, or desires it somehow in the heart, a longing. And is so captured by that vision, or by that sound, or by that desire, that they walk towards it. Someone has said that souls are never dittos. That is to say, no two souls, no two lives are ever alike. Each soul is its own. Each soul makes its own journey. No matter how close we may feel to parent, or to sibling, or to friend, or to child, it is a journey we make on our own. And yet, as we make that journey, we look around us at others who are making the same journey. And there are lives that we realize have seen something that we would like to see, or heard something that we would like to hear, or desire something that we would like to desire, and have walked a long way toward it. You know, but Madonna sings a song, "I'm a material woman, and I live in a material world." Now, I don't think that Madonna is 100% correct. Her life is only half over, and maybe in a few years she will realize that that's not stated correctly. The saint will say, "I am a spiritual being, and I long for a spiritual world, but I live in a material world." The saints that have been most helpful to us are those saints who knew very, very well that the world in which they lived was material, and that meant the body in which their souls were encased. They knew physical desire. They knew the weight of the material body. Someone else has said that behind every saint, there is a struggle with the demons within. And that those who become saints are not those who have not known demons, but rather simply those who have in great measure conquered them. Leonardo Boff was a Jesuit priest, one who has been very influential in Brazil, where he has lived his life as a theologian and as a witness to social justice. But as often happens with great men and great women, they sometimes find themselves at odds with the official church. And Leonardo Boff has found himself at odds with his own church. And so he has had, under compulsion of conscience, to resign from the order of the Jesuits. But he has written on the life of St. Francis. And in his study of St. Francis, he quotes a Franciscan friar, a man whom Leonardo Boff considered holy, perfect, good, and wise. And this brother, Franciscan brother, said this: "If you feel the call of the Spirit, then be holy with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. If, however, because of human weakness, you cannot be holy, then be perfect. Be perfect with all your soul, and with all your soul, with all your heart, and with all your strength. But if you can't be perfect because of vanity in your life, then be good with all your soul, with all your heart, and with all your strength. Yet if you cannot be good because of the trickery of the evil one, then be wise with all your soul, with all your heart, and with all your strength. If in the end you can be neither holy nor perfect nor good nor wise because of the weight of your sin, then carry this weight before God and surrender your life to God's divine mercy. If you do this without bitterness, with all humility, and with a joyous spirit, due to the tenderness of a God who loves the sinful and the ungrateful, then you will feel what it is to be wise. You will learn what it is to be good. And you will slowly aspire to be perfect. And finally, you will long to be holy. If you do this with all your soul, with all your heart, and with all your strength, then I assure you, my brother, my sister, you will be on the path of St. Francis, and you will not be far from the kingdom of God." May we, on this All Saints Day, have a flicker of that longing, an image of the mind's seeing, or a conviction that we have heard what is holy and what is of the kingdom of God in the spiritual world of which we are a part, within the material world of which we surely are. Amen.
Been listening to Solon and Solon, Letters to the Inquiring Mind on Theology and Scripture. If you're enjoying this series, please take a moment and rate us on iTunes. You can learn more about this podcast at solonandsolon.com.